Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so elated to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up and starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a new day, breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs and tapping us on our shoulders to say, wake up, my child. I have more for you to do. Wake up, my child. I have more people for you to serve. Wake up, my child. I want to use you. I want to shine my light through you to bring more people towards me in the name of Jesus. Yes. So I don't know where you're at this morning, but just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And so, y'all, I extended the jam session on purpose this morning because that was actually the jam session that the Potter's House was going through yesterday. They were jamming. Let me tell you, I was jamming out with them and declaring and decreeing that I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me in the name of Jesus. So wherever you're at this morning, I just need you to make a bold and public declaration and say, I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me in the name of Jesus. And I love when she entered the song, when she started the song off, she said, we didn't come to play in the name of Jesus. Because how many of y'all know when the enemy is attacking you, or when the enemy is attacking someone you love, or if the enemy is attacking family, friends, whomever that may be around you or close to you, how many of you know you cannot play with the enemy in the name of, you can't play. We don't come to play in the name of Jesus. And you just got to boldly say, I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me in the name of Jesus. I'm breaking off every lie that I once believed, because what the song says, because the one who lives in me has all authority. Woo! It says, because the one who lives in me has all authority. And we're not just saying that because it's something cute to say. We're saying that because it's in the word. It says, greater is he that is in me than he that is within the world. And my friends, that is exactly what that means. The one who lives in me has all authority. What? All authority, not just an ounce of authority, not just a cup of authority, not just a gallon of authority, but all authority, A-L-L, authority, okay, in the name of Jesus. And so we, as a body in Christ, have to take a seat of authority. We have to take our rightful positions in authority, our rightful position, y'all. Ooh, our rightful position in authority, and fight the enemy off like we know we can, like we know we can. And so, ooh, this definitely aligns to what I'm gonna get into, right? But let me not get there yet. All right, so this past weekend, y'all, I thought, you know, I was gonna have some plans and things like that. Had a plan to do a few things. But how many of y'all know last week I told y'all the Lord said, girl, you in your rest era, right? And I said, if y'all was in y'all rest era too and know you need to be in your rest era, then join me. So let me tell you, the Lord sat me down this weekend. I don't know what was going on with my back, but my back was hurting, y'all. I was like, oh my Lord. I said, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed, all the things. But I was forced to rest. I didn't even leave the house on Saturday. I left the house on Sunday, but that was just to go to the pool with the family. And I didn't even get in the pool. I just sat there and watched them have fun. I stuck my feet in, but that was it. But the Lord said rest. You in your rest era, so just rest. Literally didn't even open a computer, didn't do nothing. And y'all, it felt good. Because I had it happen in a long time. So I encourage you, if that's something that you all need to do, definitely do it and be in your rest era. But I wanted to share that with you all because the Lord will sit you down. Even if you don't want to sit down, the Lord will tell you, hey, remember what I said? I said, sit down. I said, rest. I said, do this. I said, do that. But how many of you all have been there? Ooh, not just like in the rest era, but how many of y'all have had instruction from the Lord? And he said, I told you to do that. You over here praying about this, but I told you to do that first. So if that message is for you and you're asking for something else, but you haven't even done the last thing that the Lord has share with you to do. Whew. Okay. I'm just going to leave it like there. All right. So let's get into it. So I've probably touched on this a few times, but probably just a couple of times since I've been from Woman Evolve. But I don't know if I shared this part. So the song that I just played was All Authority. And that was one of the theme songs of Woman Evolve this year. And so one of the lines, it says, fight from victory, fight from victory. And so when I was at Woman Evolve, they showed the lyrics of the song on the big screen and everything so that we can follow and sing along, right? And I'm looking at the screen, I said, I'm thinking to myself, they done made a typo. They done made a typo. Why would they say he's giving me authority to fight from the victory? Like, to me, and this is so me being vulnerable right now, but I was just like, I don't understand. What do you mean to fight from the victory? It should be fight for the victory, right? To fight for the victory. Nats fights from the victory. I thought it was fights for the victory instead of fight from the victory, right? And so as I was, you know, reflecting back on the lyrics, and this is after Woman Evolve, I said, whew, let me actually do some research. What is the difference between fight from victory versus fight from victory? And I said, y'all, whew, I was totally wrong. It should have been fight from the victory instead of fight for the victory, like I thought it should say. It was right. The lyrics were right. I was wrong. And the Lord smacked me in the face and said, yes, child, you should always be fighting fight from victory and not fight for victory. And so I was like, I know I'm not the only one who may have this mentality or who had gotten this confused. So I was just like, let me break it all the way down for the people this morning. And so in my studies and in my research, I was just like, okay, God, you want me to break it down for the people? So we're going to break it down for the people. And so fighting for victory, what does that mean? I want to give you like the mindset, the posture, the focus on this. Like what does that even mean when you're saying fighting for victory? So when you're fighting for victory, the type of mindset a person has when they're fighting for victory is you see yourself as still trying to win, striving in your own strength, and hoping for breakthrough. The posture, or your heart posture, my friends, in this scenario of fighting for victory is defensive, is anxious. Right. And the Lord already shared with us, do not be anxious for nothing. Right. Be anxious for nothing. And then your posture is also you're uncertain of the outcome and feel you must earn the win. Right. Earn the win. And the focus is you're focused on the battle itself and your performance. And so an example in the Bible where this fighting for victory mindset can see and realize is Israel before David killed Goliath, right? Israel before David killed Goliath, they were paralyzed. They, as in Israel, were paralyzed with fear, not confident the battle could be won. Not confident that the battle could be won. And so that was the fighting for victory scenario. Now let's talk about the fighting from victory scenario, the fighting from victory, which the lyrics in the song All Authority state. And so when you have a mindset of fighting from victory, you already know. You already know the victory is secured through Christ. You're not fighting to gain it, but to walk in it. Ooh, that's so good, y'all. Let's say that again. You're not fighting to gain it, meaning you're not fighting to gain victory, but to walk in victory. Ooh, such a dynamic difference, right? And the posture, my friends, the posture you have with the fighting from victory mindset is confident. Ooh. You are carrying confidence. Ooh, you are carrying a peaceful posture and faith-filled posture. You enforce the win Christ already gave you. Ooh, let's talk about that. When you're fighting from victory, you enforce the win Christ already gave you. Christ already gave us the win. Christ has already won the battle. We just got to what? We got to walk in it. We got to walk with what? We got to walk with all authority because God has given us what? All authority. And so the focus or the continued mindset within the fighting from victory mentality is you're focused on Jesus. You're no longer focused on just the battle itself or your performance, but you're focused on Jesus, finished work at the cross. Woo! Because Jesus paid it all, period, right? Jesus paid it all. And so we're focused on his work at the cross and our identity in him. And how many of you all know that God has called us to be the head and not the tail? He has called us to be above and not beneath. He has shared with us that he is our shepherd and we shall not lack nothing. Ooh, we shall not lack nothing. So when we have a fighting from victory mentality, we have to focus on our identity within Christ. And so the example, right, is David against Goliath. He didn't fight wondering. This is David now. David didn't fight wondering if he could win. He declared boldly, the battle is the Lord's, and acted from that assurance. He declared boldly that the battle is the Lord's and acted from that assurance, meaning he acted with confidence. He was bold about it, y'all. He was confident, not in himself, but he was confident in Christ. He was confident in our Lord. He was confident in God's ability, to get the job done rather than his own ability. So this morning, I'm encouraging you, wherever you may feel like, ooh, God, this is too much for me, but I know it's never too much for you. You got to do what? You got to surrender it all. You got to surrender it all and give it all to him. Give it all to him. Give it all to God. Give it all to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and say, hey, this is way above me. This is all in your court now. This is all in your court. So, and I trust that you will get the job done. I trust that you will bring me through. I trust that you will bring my family through. I trust that you will bring me through the depression. I trust that you will bring me through the thoughts that I should not have, the negative thoughts that I should not have. I trust that you will bring me through the job loss. I trust that you will bring me on the other side of where I'm working towards this promotion. I trust that you're going to bring me through this interview I got, Lord. I trust that you're going to bring me through the uncertain times that our society is showing us now. I trust that you are God. So guess what? I'm going to be still and know that you are God and let you have it all and let you do it all in the name of Jesus. And so let's bring it all the way back to scripture, of course, to scripture. And so 1 Corinthians 15:57 states, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Praise the Lord for that. And so another verse I want to share with you is Luke 10:19. And this, my friend, is going to bring it all the way home for us this morning. And so it says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Woo! To God be the glory. Like the song said, I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me in the name of Jesus. And then it says in the vamp part, he's given me authority to fight from the victory. Woo! He's given me authority to push back the enemy, to fight from the victory. And it's about time we do what? It's about time we use it. It's about time we tap into our authority. It's about time that we take our rightful positions, that we take a position of what? That we take a position of authority. Position of authority, my friends, because we have authority in the name of Jesus. And it's what? It's about time we use it, especially in today's time. So, that was a word, and I pray that penetrated your heart and you will sit with that this week. And anytime you run into something that you're just like, God, this ain't right, or God, I don't know about this and that and the third, take your rightful place, my child. Take your rightful position of authority and fight from victory, not for victory. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you're going to do for us, God. God, I ask that you continue to protect us. I thank you for shielding us from all hurt, harm, or danger. I thank you for dispatching your angels, Lord, to surround us as we go to and from work, as we go to and from the stores we got to go to, God, as we drive around in our vehicles, God, as we are riding in certain vehicles, God. Thank you for dispatching your angels to protect us, to protect our holy temples, God. God, I thank you for having a mentality of fighting from victory. Have us to exchange the mentality of fighting for victory to fighting from victory in this season of our lives, Lord. Remind us every time that we face trial or tribulation that we can fight from victory, that we can take our rightful seat, our rightful position of authority, because you have given us authority in the name of Jesus. And we just declare and decree that we will be bold about fighting from victory, fighting from victory. We're going to be bold about fighting from victory in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for always covering us. We thank you for always covering our families. We thank you for all the moments that we spend with you, Lord. Oh God, we just need to spend more time with you, right? But God, we thank you for elevating us in your timing, Lord. In your timing, we thank you for elevation, divine elevation. We thank you for divine promotion. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for your divine glory, Lord. And allowing us to go from glory to glory, woo, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for giving us the authority to trample on the snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And your word says nothing will harm us. So God, we stand on your promises, God. We stand on the promises of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask that everywhere we go, we will be bold about who you are. We will identify ourselves in you, Lord, and not of the world. We will identify ourselves with you, Lord, and not of the world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor all upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.